It's a typical late 15th century Sally helmet made in Germany somewhere. And it's a magnificent specimen of that type of helmet, probably made in around 1470 somewhere in, it could be South Germany, but it could also be in some Northern Germany center for armor manufacture, and clearly exported to Scandinavia. Scandinavian noblemen could easily have worn this helmet here in the period of the Union Wars, but also a retainer of some great magnate, bishop, possibly the Norwegian archbishop, but yeah, probably a low-born Norwegian nobleman, low-born but lower class nobility. Well, definitely there are some cracks along the eye slit and the turned edge, the rolled edge at the bottom of the helmet, or the edge, has several cracks, which is typical of in happening in manufacturing and also in the hardening process. Small cracks can develop in corners, sharp corners, like the eye slit and stuff. But this helmet here has the St. Olaf's salad has several of that. Also, very interestingly, it has a what looks very likely to be a cut by a bladed weapon, a sword cut across the crest of the helmet, the comb of the helmet, and it has just barely pierced the crest. But it obviously it's not a very heavy weapon, but typically like a sword or a hand weapon, handheld light bladed weapon has made this this fracture or puncture of the helmet. A small hole you often see on helmets, both Italian and German. Their use is, you know, sometimes for attaching a small crest or a pennon on top of the helmet. But this helmet here has obviously seen some sort of action at some point. It is a very light helmet, just over 2 kilo, 2.2 kilo. It is typical for the German helmet of this period. They're much lighter than the Italian counterparts. Well, it's obvious now that it's been, over the centuries, a lot of dirt and filth has gathered on the helmet. And it has a little bit sticky surface, like a tarry surface now. But if the helmet were to be cleaned, not polished or anything, but like chemically cleaned up, it would reveal much more of the original surface. You still, through all this old filth and grease, you can see clear signs of the files or file strokes. And from the polishing and sanding of the helmet, but it would definitely reveal a lot more if it were to be cleaned up a bit, because it's probably been hanging where it has been a lot of smoke and grease over the years and the centuries. Most of the rivets are still there for probably the original lining, and a little bit untypical is that. They don't have a round-headed rivet on the outside, but has been like, it's basically big nails that just been inserted from the inside and hammered flat on the outside, and they look very in period with the rest of the helmet. But you know, you can't say that when this helmet was brand new and left the workshop, it might have had other rivets with a round-headed rivets on, but the helmet had maybe seen a long service time and could easily have had the interior of the helmet repaired or removed and exchanged in its working life, and that might explain why we see these rather untypical and crude rivets on the outside and not a more decorative rivet head. Well, it's obviously very, very rough and combined with this very uneven and rough surface, and you look at the very light weight, it would indicate to me that this helmet probably was forged from a little bit thicker plate than and then sanded down to the current weight and thickness. If this one had been made from a thinner plate, to give this smooth outer surface, it would have required a lot of planishing of the helmet, which would have rendered it much smoother on the inside as well.
So how thick is it?
It's I would say it's in average between 1.5 millimeter and maybe 1.78 millimeter in the forehead. Not too much more than that. It's a very light helmet.
How much is it?
2,156 gram or 2.2 kilo, which is very typical for German helmets. They are not that rare around in museums in the world, but they're rare in private collections. You sometimes see a few of them in auction houses, but they catch really high prices. And often you see modern restoration work done to them. But this one here in the Historical Museum is a really masterpiece of the armorer's craft of the 15th century. It has a damage on the tail, or the point of the tail, which very likely is explained by it having hung in a cathedral high up on a pillar, and possibly has taken a fall or drop from that height and landed straight on the tail point and bent it. And it doesn't appear to have been hit or struck with any tool to bend it or weapon. And the fact that the roll edge in the very point has split from some sort of trauma, I would think it's very highly likely that it simply has been bent from dropping down from a great height and landing straight on the tail point. There's a very beautiful, small, neat roll edge around the helmet here. And there's very likely a piece of thread inside. It's very common that when they rolled a roll edge, they had a piece of wire on the inside that they actually rolled the metal around, enclosing the wire. You very often see them on the damaged pieces of a helmet, you know, where a piece of the helmet has been rusted away, exposing the wire sometimes. It definitely has some sort of repairs done to it. That's really strange. This one has been patched up with some copper. Like, have you seen this? Can you see? Put it down there. Det der noget lagt noget kobber ud over det her. Der er lavet en reparation herinde.
Yeah, that's right.
Og jeg tror faktisk der har været nogle nitter herinde under. Look at this line here. Yeah. There's a crack here. And there's some round holes here. I don't know if it's like flush rivets or anything sitting here, but there's definitely a big crack here. And I saw something on the inside.
It's on the left front side for the helmet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Just above the corner of the eye slit, there's a 5 centimeter long split that has been repaired. There's some sort of copper alloy applied to the damage on the inside of the helmet. Also, it could look like there's been damage on top of the helmet, but it could also be a fold from the actual forging of the helmet. That one.
That's been repaired during the forging.
Probably not. It can be like a small mark that had been occurred during the manufacture of the helmet. So, but you know, examining authentic pieces on the inside, actually, by looking at the inside, can reveal a lot of the way it was manufactured. The hammer marks and the marks on the stake tells you a lot. But usually, the way to make this helmet is you forge it actually from the outside over a stake. But you can do the rough forming with a thick plate by couple of guys hitting it with specialized tool, specialized like sledgehammers from the inside on the anvil, on the flat anvil, and you can actually hammer out the bucket from which you can, you know, turn it around and then work it from the outside, continue actually refining the shape from the outside. It's really interesting why this would have a long crack right here. You see this depression in metal here? It's been like depressed down.
On the top?
Yeah. I would definitely say, and see how it's like kind of like this, kind of like fade out over here. It's definitely some sort of edged weapon. Can you see that? Mm. How it's tapering that way.
Yeah.
And it's angled this way, so it's come like from exactly from here. And compressed the metal down here in that little wrinkle there.
Yeah.
From above, yeah.
So
more like a
the angle like one would use when you strike someone in the head.
Yeah, exactly. Like either
from horseback or from just standing from the side.
They of course get damaged by it or dented, but you would probably survive from a hit from a sword. It would probably be a lot more traumatic if it had been like a warhammer or a mace or something. And a much bigger dent, probably killing the people on the man inside. You can see the file stroke here as well in there, like the file after they have cut it open there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has been like polished from new, but not like a mirror bright finish. But as I said, it's very difficult to tell because it definitely has a lot of file strokes and deep marks from the finishing touches of the helmet of the original appearance, but they are less visible on a distance because of this dark black finish it has, the brown black finish it has now, of like centuries of dirt and filth stuck to the helmet.